Many times, friends, we learn from our listeners about some news, some items of great significance, and that is how we got to know about the story of Mary Philbin from Galway. So we want to acknowledge and thank Cathy Keane, who's a listener to this program, and indeed a cousin of one of Mary's best friends in Ireland. She contacted us. It's a very moving story indeed. And many times, friends, when there are occasions where very rare medical expertise, those either in the hospitals or doctors, not too many throughout the world take on the very, very rare disease. And that's the story of Mary Philbin. Now, maybe Eileen Philbin, mother of Mary, will fill us in on that. So to that end, let's go down to Wake Forest Hospital in North Carolina and talk to Eileen Philbin. Eileen, you're very welcome indeed.
Thank you, Adrian. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Okay.
Just to clarify for your listeners and yourself, Adrian, I'm not actually at the hospital at the moment. Mary is due to have her next surgery on Tuesday, so however, I will be there on Tuesday.
Okay. Tell us about, if you will, just tell us about Mary and her story.
Okay, well, it all goes back to when Mary was in her leading search year at home in Ireland, Adrian, and it all started off as simple as a toothache. And she went to several dentists and they couldn't find anything wrong, and it was very frustrating. And the next thing is pain started to extend into her jaw, and it, you know, eventually over a period of months it became excruciating, and she was on, you know, very heavy, strong painkillers to help her, you know, through her exams and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, after, goodness gracious, it was like, I think maybe something over a year before they could actually find out what was wrong. And it was after having a CT scan that it was detected that there was something present. So she was eventually diagnosed with a very rare malignant tumor called nasopharyngeal carcinoma. And on diagnosis of the tumor, she then received both chemotherapy and radiotherapy for as the treatment for the tumor. And sadly, the reason we're here today is because of the very severe side effects that she has suffered. You know, as a result of having radiation therapy, she can no longer consume solid food. She would have had compromised breathing. She has no longer any salivary function. Her salivary glands being completely destroyed, which means Mary has to carry water with her at all times so that she can speak and swallow. And just before we left Ireland in 2012, Mary was told by her medical team that she was also aspirating. And what that means, Adrian, is that every time that she swallows some of her liquid nutrition, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with, you know, it's a supplement very often given to the elderly or people in recovery from surgery. But that's what she lives on a daily basis. But every time that she swallows some of that liquid nutrition, a percentage of that is now going into her lungs, which, you know, is not good, and eventually most likely leads to permanent lung damage if it can't be alleviated or, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the, Eileen, I have to say, you know, is that many times we hear, and indeed it's not unusual for us to hear, that those inflicted with a variety of diseases or injuries or deformities come to the United States to either a hospital or a particular doctor who takes on that patient. One of the realities of situations, you know, like your daughter Mary's, is that, you know, the funding, it's wildly expensive, even with sympathetic and surgeon or whatever. But despite all of that, a great number of people learn and support patients along the way. Now, Mary has been receiving, great care and several surgeries. What happens, of course, along the way is that those who have donated and donated generously have that same strain. So when the needed amount of money to hopefully complete the remaining treatments, that needs a push. And I think some of us can, you know, relate to that, knowing through family and friends and contacts and benefactors, through, you know, when it is extended, and God knows, Mary relies very heavily on the remaining surgeries here. It comes down, as many medical, overwhelming medical bills, it does come down to pounds, shillings, and pence to the dollars, and
yes,
that is why. Yeah.
Yes, sadly, that is the reality. You know, we had an idea of what we were taking on when we came here, but we couldn't have envisaged that on coming here that we would be here over a year later. Mary to date has had one major surgery in December of 2012, and she also had another minor procedure in January of 2013. And she did have some complications, and it took her quite a while to recover from them. And then, of course, we had to be processed by immigration as well, so all that was thrown into the mix. And, you know, so it has been a very long and stressful time for us. And, of course, as you say, you know, financially, there's no family that's to be prepared for this. And, you know, but for the support we've received from family, friends, and the general public, we just couldn't have done this without them, you know, at our back. And they've been amazing, you know, in terms of support we've received. However, you know, we're pretty sure that Mary's going to need after Tuesday. She's due her next surgery on Tuesday the 21st.
Right.
And, you know, there will be, you know, some other surgeries in the pipeline after that. So it's just so hard to know how this is going to go, and obviously we're sort of at a situation now whereby we're at a crossroads. We don't really know financially if we're going to be able to go forth after Tuesday, because the funds are running low, and so we're just hoping that, God willing, that the funds will come in to enable Mary to.
I think that if and there is a movement afoot in Ireland too. Knowing that a lot of small donations add to meet a big goal, and you know, $50,000 is a lot of money, and again, those who have been supporting Mary up until now are under a lot of strain to keep it going. I think that any listener would like to find out more about Mary, there's a great website where you can find out about Mary. There's a short video clip, of and from herself, and the website is Mary Philbin. What is it? It's Mary Philbin. Mary Philbin.
It's very simple, Adrian. It's just maryphilbin.com.
Maryphilbin.com.
Yeah. And when people get into that page, they can then click on Mary's Journey of Hope. And on that, they'll be able to view a television interview that Mary done shortly after her surgery on arriving in the U.S. with a local radio station. And also, they can read in Mary's own words, you know, her, I suppose, her journey over the last 8.5 years from the time she was diagnosed up until the present and what that has meant for her.
The message is loud and clear. MaryPhilbin.com. Good luck to Mary for Tuesday, and I know.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Could I just ask your listeners,
yes,
please remember Mary in their prayers and think of her on Tuesday, because a lot of people are currently praying for her and have been over many years, and, you know, that's what's kept us all going up to this point. It has made such a world of difference, and people's kindness and support, and we'll never be able to thank people for how good they've been.
We'll do our best, and we'll put that on to, indeed, I know there's a lot of people. What Mary needs, in addition to the financial support at this point, is she needs to get a lot of moral support and good, positive vibes. Good luck to her on Tuesday. And those who can, friends, just log on to that site. This is not, we don't do this, indeed I can't remember when we have, you know, made an appeal with such urgency, but well, now we're doing it. And Eileen, give our very best wishes to Mary and to her.
I will indeed.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Adrian.
No problem, no problem, and again, delighted to do it. Friends, that was Eileen Philbin, Mary Philbin's mother, a very good cause here, and one that, you know, considering that her throat cancer showed up in 2005, that is a long time, and it is a huge battle for the patient herself, but it also has been a wildly expensive, process. The last push is one that we can help. It doesn't take a fortune. What it does take is an interest, and if you get on to maryphilbin.com, see the website, and let's do what we can. Pitch in. Let's get some moolah in there so that we can see Mary pass the final stages of the completion of her treatments. You're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.